Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the Office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister signs Partnership for Prosperous Jamaica, hails I Am Bolt film, and announces implementation period for Legs program. I am Vaughn Davis. Thanks for staying tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, along with several members of the private sector and civil society groups, last week signed the Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica PPFJ agreement. The Partnership for a Prosperous Jamaica will see the government working with the other signatories to build general consensus around areas of national priority, as well as share resources when taking necessary actions. Among the areas of focus are fiscal discipline, rule of law, and the reduction of violence. The Prime Minister pledged to work honestly and sincerely with the members of the partnership to achieve the shared vision of making Jamaica a prosperous nation.
I see it as a sign of our maturing democracy. So I'm pleased to be sitting with the partners. So the partnership is not just signing a piece of paper. For me, it is a very important mechanism to manage change. Resolve conflict. So when we sit together as a partnership, a relationship established on trust and common objectives, I believe we can work out all the details.
The Prime Minister last week also moved to refute claims that all constituencies did not receive equal attention under a recent island-wide flood mitigation program carried out by the National Works Agency, NWA. Addressing the House of Representatives last Tuesday, Mr. Holness expressed confidence that the exercise will stand up to public scrutiny based on reports from the NWA.
To date, $219 million have been certified for debushing and drain cleaning works across all 14 parishes, which would include all constituencies.
The Prime Minister also outlined that the NWA will be moving into a second phase of the mitigation program, which will see an increase in drain cleaning. The Prime Minister says approximately 216 drains and culverts, known for their high susceptibility to flooding, have been targeted for priority cleaning. He adds that some $200 million in additional funding for the program is to be provided by the Road Maintenance and Tourism Enhancement Funds. The government is to roll out Phase 1 of the Legs Development Program early next year. Speaking at the Council of Voluntary Social Services CVSS awards ceremony last Thursday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined that the first phase of Legs will see the government, among other things, providing unattached youth with skills training and a stipend.
We will be increasing the intake in the Jamaica Defence Force, in addition to a special program of bringing in young, vulnerable, unattached young people into a program where they will be getting a skill, a stipend, and giving service in critical national areas, and a part of that stipend goes into a compulsory saving program.
The Legs program, announced by the Prime Minister earlier this year, is designed to get Jamaicans more productive and work-oriented. The program promotes four concepts: working to learn, earn, give, and save. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has hailed I Am Bolt, the documentary film highlighting the life and achievements of homegrown international sprint superstar Usain Bolt. Mr. Holness says the documentary will help to strengthen the value of brand Jamaica around the globe.
So what Usain Bolt represents for the country, he's a national treasure, he's an asset for us, he's a great ambassador, but he's also, you know, a great representative of what we can do, what the humankind can do. By just working very hard, commitment, and maintaining principles.
He adds that the government is looking to meet with Bolt to discuss ways in which his popularity and contributions can be further leveraged in line with the push for economic growth. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.